What are we gonna do now that he's back?
You already know what it is. Spark Up TVD episode 30.
What up? It's just Christina and Rue Bands today.
You already know. We're going to talk hip hop. Yes. Let's talk.
Yes. You but ready? First, before we get into it, because I know it's going to get heated. Let's do a little icebreaker of one gotta go.
One gotta go.
Do you got any or you want me to go first?
I got one with three people.
All right, go ahead.
You got 21 Savage, Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi.
You're doing three options? Oh, damn.
Yeah, you got three options.
Okay, go ahead.
One gotta go.
Lil Yachty, 21 Savage, and who else?
And Uzi Vert.
Damn, I wish I could take them all away.
Oh, damn. That's kind of harsh. I kind of like 21's album, new album.
I don't know. I liked his interview on The Breakfast Club, but let me see. Yachty's the one with the red beads.
Well, right? Blue now. It's like bluish now.
And the braces. Is he the one with the braces? He's the tall one that like.
Oh, no, no, no. That's Yachty. Yachty got the red braids.
Oh, God.
They confuse me. They got pink braids, all right, red
which
braids.
Which one's the one on the Migos? Is it Uzi? That's Uzi, right?
That's Uzi.
Okay,
the one with
yes,
the blue
okay,
braids.
Okay, I'll get rid of him. I could do without that verse.
That's whenever the one that sings People Are Dead. Yeah. All my friends are dead.
Oh, I like that song. Damn, you're right.
That's a tough one.
Maybe Yachty is the other guy. I don't like any of his songs. So yeah,
I agree with Yachty. What you got, Fon?
All right. Nas or Jay Z?
This
so
is
you're
a
gonna
tough
either
one.
Have to go.
Yo,
Stillmatic,
people gonna hate me.
Or
people gonna
doubt.
Hate me.
The Blueprint.
I'm gonna go with Jay-Z. Gotta go.
Wow.
You know, I love Jay-Z. Don't get me wrong. I love Jay-Z. But, you know, we gotta keep it real. Nas had way more substance in his music.
Nas had way more substance, but Jay-Z has more success.
It's not about the success. It's about the art.
Yeah, but
all the time.
Look at all of what Jay-Z has brought to culture.
No, don't get me wrong, and I don't want to take anything away from Jay-Z.
Besides Ether, and I mean, I don't want to take away his legacy either.
It was written was out of this world. Jay-Z didn't have a solid album that you can say was super solid.
Whoa.
Wait. That was super solid, like with content and everything.
You're talking crazy.
I'm not talking crazy.
American Gangsta had magic.
Yeah, but that was after like his sixth album that he started getting that.
You tell me Reasonable Doubt had no content.
It did, but it wasn't.
You mean substance, not content? Because content.
Actually, you're right. It didn't have enough substance compared to Nas. He had substance. He had a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
But whatever.
And like, you know, me personally, I'm not going to say that in the beef I was a Nas person, and I guess it's a little biased, but you know, I still love Jay-Z. Don't get it twisted. And
that's
don't
kind of like Nicki and Remy.
No, you cannot compare the
I'm
two.
I'm talking about the diss records, how Jay-Z came out with a diss record that was played in the club. I wasn't in the clubs either, but till this day, Takeover gets played in the club.
You're right.
I never heard
you right. He had Takeover, Super Ugly, you still hear it. But like, you still hear Ether still plays in
but
some of the clubs.
What do you hear of Nas
when you hear listen
on the radio still?
When you hear
day.
Takeover, you're not like oh snap.
Yes,
but
I hear.
When you hear that fuck Jay-Z, it's like like it
and
just brings
it.
You
that's
back
the
best to part. Yo. When they brought that song out, they played it like seven times in a row.
I mean, I
and that's talking Hot 106 played it seven times in a row. You knew it was serious because. You
seven
know,
times in a row?
Seven times
who
in
told
a row.
You that?
I was on a school bus. I counted it.
You were on the school
bus? I was in middle school when it
how
came out.
How did you hear it on the
in seventh
bus?
Grade.
I feel like
I was.
You're making things up.
No. I'm not making nothing up.
What year
it was this? 2001? 2000? 2001. It was 2001. I was on the school bus. The late bus, actually. Coming
the
from
short
detention. Cause,
bus.
No, the detention bus.
The short.
Because I used to always get in trouble. And, it played seven times, literally.
All right. I got another one. Macklemore or Vanilla Ice?
Well, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say Macklemore. I like Macklemore, but you don't, Vanilla you like, Ice Baby. Come you on,
like Ice Baby better than Here We Go Now. No, no, no. I don't even know the words.
That song is a tough tune, but two different eras. It's two different eras.
That's true.
You know, like think about it like this. I don't want to hear either of the songs today.
That's messed up.
I like the song, but I don't want to hear it. You know, if it comes on, it's not gonna move me anymore. You know, maybe the beat you'll start getting me to.
That's true, because Ice Baby, the only thing good about it is the chorus.
Exactly. I got one for you.
All right.
I'm gonna give you three.
That's not it. I feel like I know what you're gonna do. But go ahead.
All right, you got this one's spicy because I'm already biased on this one. So, Nicki Minaj, okay. Cardi B, and Remy Ma.
Remy Ma. No, wait.
Remy Ma gotta go? What?
Wait.
No way.
I don't know. Cardi B's popping right now. But I could live without looking like I caught a lick. But that new single right now. But the right
Bodak Yellow?
These is red shoes. These is
bloody shoes.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Yo, Cardi B is killing it. Shout outs to Cardi B. Cause she, yo, when that song comes on in the clubs, when that song comes up, yo, like you just see the videos. It's like it'll go from mellow to like 300 and like that, like quick.
I don't know. I'm a really big Nicki fan, so
Me personally, I'm taking Nicki out of the equation.
I'm taking Cardi out of the equation. Why? Because I could live without caught a lick or lick, whatever it's called, in that new.
That's because you haven't heard that it enough. Bodak Yellow.
What's the new one called? Bloody Shoes.
Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow. Thank you, Bloody Shoes. After I said it four times. Gangsta Bitch Volume 2. Gangsta Bitch Volume 2 was good.
Yo, but you got.
But I can live without it. I can't live without a Moment for
that,
Life.
That mixtape was dope.
I can't live without Moment. I can't live without the Pink Print album.
Okay, but you see, like, the difference is that.
No, hold on.
Listen.
Wait.
Listen.
You're going to tell me that Cardi B is better than Nicki Minaj?
I don't want to say that because people will kill me. But I think if she's really writing that stuff herself, yeah.
No.
I think.
She does hood stuff.
Yeah, but
Nicki
think.
Nicki could do both.
Yeah, but.
Nicki's versatile. Yes. Nicki, come on. Moment for Life. If Moment for Life.
I think the.
Look.
Listen to this.
Let me finish.
I think the last time Nicki had a stride was a little after the Pink Print. After the, what's the song with Drake, her, and Wayne?
I'm So Proud?
No, the.
Only
it's fuck, what's the name of it? Looking at Me Now.
Truffle Butter.
That was the last song that
yes,
took off.
That's true, but what I'm trying to say is that the same. I'm not gonna compare. I'm not gonna go crazy and say Juicy is the same thing as Moment for Life. But when I hear Moment for Life, I hear a classic. Like I
no,
hear
it's
Moment
definitely
for
a classic
Life
tune.
10 years from now, and still get goosebumps.
It's definitely a classic. You know what I mean? I'm not taking
that
away.
Yeah, you can't
compare
that to Bodak Yellow.
No, I just think that
Hold
you know.
On, let me pull up the track.
You got to think about it. The way Cardi is taking off, once she gets better, and she's only gonna get better.
You don't know that.
She's only gonna get better because she's gonna have the bag, and I think she's smart. The way she moves, she's not gonna make herself look stupid.
I don't know.
But
I mean, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't the Pink.
I think you know, and I think that's why Nicki, the whole thing with Nicki throwing shade at these girls. If you haven't heard about that, she's been poking little shots
since the beginning of time.
But with Cardi B, Cardi B was praising her. When Cardi B was talking about it, why you got to come at?
Did it on him?
You're right. You got a point, but Nicki got to go. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm biased, but I mean,
I am your love, super bass. Come on,
yeah, but super bass. That's all pop.
You know what?
That's all pop. You got to talk to me about hip hop.
Yeah, that's why you don't like her, because she's too feminine for you.
No. Yeah, I'm a sexist, right?
Because if she was all suck my dick, blah blah blah.
You I mean like that her. That's how she did start.
Yeah, and you liked her then.
I didn't even like her then.
You're lying right now.
No, I'm dead ass. I thought the only song I really messed with is the one with Eminem, Dungeons right, Dragons, whatever
on.
It's called.
Let's move on. I have one more. Actually, I was gonna say MC Hammer or Sir Mix-a-Lot, but I'd rather say N.W.A. or Public Enemy.
Hold on. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Without that like, track, just, we would not have that Nicki song.
Just think about that. That's a... But then can't touch this. Can't touch
it. And he had two legit. Right.
Awesome. So,
the Icebreaker definitely broke us into conversation. So, we know hip-hop has been leading the culture for like how long? Since like the 70s.
Yeah, you could say that 70s. It was more disco in the 70s, though. I would say early 80s.
I would say 70s because thanks to Nas, we're now seeing the history with the show on Netflix, The Get Down, and how it started in the South Bronx with Puerto Ricans and black people.
Yes.
So, you know, we went from the South Bronx to the grills in the South to now the trap music of today. And so this episode, if you already haven't gotten the hit, is dedicated to hip-hop because Ruben and I are hip-hop heads. And this is like a dream come true.
As you can see
what a
shirt.
Coincidence that Regina and DJ Locura are on vacation. And then we invited Nick and he couldn't come in for an inconvenience. And that was just us two. So now we can ramble on.
Oof. I mean, the gloves are on. I'm telling you right now.
This is not a battle.
No, it's always a battle when it comes to hip-hop. Right.
So we're going to talk about our personal introduction to hip hop, our favorite rappers, favorite album, favorite era, favorite verses, and obviously we're going to talk about the GOAT or who we think is the GOAT. Because, you know, people always say that, I think there could be more than one GOAT.
I think the GOAT talk should be every 10 years. For every 10 years, you should have your top 10.
Top 10, that's huge. That's a big
no. There's a lot of artists, like, you know what I mean. In the 80s, you had Houdini, you had, you know, like, you had so many people. Think about it. Public Enemy, you had so many.
I mean, yeah, but
and there's different branches of hip hop.
But when I think of,
because hip hop was more dancey when it started, it was more like breakbeat, you know, break dances, which is one of the elements of hip hop. You know, and which that type of hip hop became in the 90s freestyle classic, which I don't think those people actually get their shine.
And then you had African Bambaataa.
Yeah, that's how
you say his name?
Yeah,
I don't know
African Bambaataa.
I don't even know. And, so forgive me, I was born in 91, so
you know what I mean. Like those beats, like, you know what I mean, was like.
So let's not get too into that. And let's talk about your introduction tip. When was the first time I'm pretty sure it probably wasn't the first time you heard it, but when was the first time it captured you, if you can remember?
Honestly, it's a big mix of things. So, the first song that captured me that was hip-hop was Hip Hop Array.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what a coincidence.
Because, you know what I mean? It was catchy. Hey, oh. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, like, it's just like, like, yo, like, it's, like, lit. Like, what's up?
Shout out to Naughty by Nature.
Like, you know what I mean? That shit was lit.
He's messing up the classic.
So
is that your story?
Yeah, that's the first song that introduced me to hip-hop.
And then after that, where did that lead you to?
I mean, then you had Wu-Tang.
Oh,
Wu-Tang became one of the great.
Wu-Tang.
You know what I mean? Like, I followed Wu-Tang. You know, 36 Chambers, you had Into the Woo. Like Biggie said, you never thought that hip-hop would make it this far.
I mean, it has taken over everything, really.
Literally.
The way we think, the way we dress.
Check this out.
Walk,
I was,
the way we talk.
I was listening to, so, you know, I'm in the car, and they're playing some country song, but it had a real hip-hop.
Oh, no, yeah, country has a lot of hip-hop influence.
Like, yo, the undertone was so hip-hop, and I'm like, yo, this is hip-hop. This ain't country. This is hip hop with you know, a little guitar over it.
So is that your story? So I can tell my story?
Sure.
Okay. So my story is so heartfelt because I think my sister, shout out to my sister, was in college. She was in TD. Shout out to all my URI students. Brody, 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 Ram, Ram, Rams. And she had a big box of cassette tapes. And I would say it was like maybe 98, 99, and I found a tape with a baby on it, a little brown baby in a diaper with an afro, and it was Biggie Smalls.
94.
And yes, I have goosebumps thinking about it now. Yeah, so I found a box of cassette tapes, and you know, it was Juicy that I heard for the first time. For some strange reason, when I popped the tape in the cassette player, that was the first song playing. And the beat just captivated me. Mm. And so what I did was I rewinded the tape and listened to it from beginning to end. And there was a lot of things that I never heard before in my life. Bunch of dicks, pussies, bitches, and hoes, and all this craziness. And I'm like, yo, what is this? Because at the time, I was listening to Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees. Like, I was pop. Like, all I knew was pop, Disney, Nickelodeon. And so to hear this, I'm like, yo, what is this? But it sounds amazing. I know I'm probably not allowed to hear this. I shouldn't be snooping in my sister's stuff, but it was the best thing that happened to me. And then my brother at the time lived with us at the house too, and he was a huge fan of DMX. Mm. Huge fan of DMX. And he used to repeat the...
Stop, Drop.
No, it was the other one. It was the album with the bloody, with the, it's the bloody album.
Blood, My Blood, Flesh, My Flesh.
Yes. He repeated that album over and over again. So
I got blood on my, cause I.
Yeah, and then.
Cause I'm a nasty
and
man.
And then my cousin, Deya, shout out to Deya. Deya. Was which a is huge fan of Nas.
She's a big hip hop head on the low.
She's a big hip hop head. She was a big fan of Nas, Noriega. And Outkast, huge fan of Outkast. Okay, so yeah, so I was introduced to Only the Greats by older siblings. So I was lucky to be introduced to hip hop the way I was introduced to it. Like, even though I didn't understand it, and now that I do, I find myself going backwards. Like, 2 years ago, I recently just heard Reasonable Doubt for the first time through and through.
Classic.
Like, and I had so much respect for Jay-Z before that, but when I heard Reasonable Doubt and going back to the beginning, I was just like, yo, hip-hop, this is hip-hop. This is what hip-hop is. Mm-hmm. When you feel it, like, even if you can't relate to it, just to feel it, like, in your soul. Like, I know it's corny to say, but literally, that's, like, I feel like I was a drug dealer listening to Reasonable Doubt, because the way
it makes you feel, like, he made the stories were vivid.
Yes.
He basically told you both ends of it, what happens, and you know how he moved around. Exactly.
And that's one thing I could say I'll complain, that I would complain about Jay-Z, is that he's still talking about the same perspective as a drug dealer. But honestly, that's the only thing he knows. So what other perspective do we want from him? You know what I mean? But so that's my story. So I think this is a perfect segue to jump into our top 10.
Albums or artists?
Artists. Rappers.
Artists. Y'all gonna hate me for my list.
Yeah, my list is crazy. My list has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like 13 people. So, obviously...
You could only do 10, though.
Yeah, okay, I know.
So, you have to leave 3 out.
So hard. All right, so obviously, if you know me, you know Kanye West is my number one for several reasons. I don't care if you think he's crazy, and I don't care if you think Yeezus was whack. I still think it's a good album.
Yeezus was whack to me.
And so is your face. Number two, I would have to say, is Jay-Z. No, I'm lying. J. Cole is my number two. J. Cole is my number two.
Over Jay-Z, though?
Over Jay-Z, because I actually followed him, like, okay, in present time. Like, I had to go back for Jay-Z. I fell in love with Jay-Z... Not literally. I fell in love with Jay-Z when American Gangster came out. Mm. I was late in the game.
That was a good album.
And then I went back. My sister had all the Blueprint albums, but I so happened to pick Blueprint up American 2? Gangster first. So to me, that's my favorite album. Some people say it's whack. I think it's really good.
I thought Best of Both Worlds was amazing.
The one with R. Kelly?
Yeah. Even though like it didn't stand the... You know, it... didn't transcend time.
Yeah, like it came out the wrong time.
Yeah, exactly. Like you go back and you listen to the songs, you're like, and now it's
came
like kind of
too late. in time. I think if it came out earlier.
No, I don't think so. I think it didn't hold time the right way, like most of Jay-Z's albums.
I guess. So my number 3 is Jay-Z. My number 4 is Fab. My number 5 is 50. My number 6 is Eminem. My number 7. Oh, I only have 3 places left. My number 7, I think I'm going to have to give it to Wale. My number 8, Big Sean. My number 9, ooh, did I say Fab already?
Mm-hmm.
My number 9, oh my gosh, it's between Young Jeezy and Talib Kweli. I know that's like a stretch.
That's like two different people, though.
Yeah, but
Talib Kweli,
I've only heard one whole album of his and then like his singles, obviously.
Yeah.
But Young Jeezy.
Yeah, he came out with a strong wave.
He did a collab with my number one, Kanye West, Put On. And that's one of my favorite tracks.
I think that's one of Kanye's best songs.
No. That's one of his best verses. I wouldn't say song. I would say one of his best verse feature. Let's put it out.
Okay, that's.
So what's your top 10?
Well, I did, and y'all gonna hate me because I did this about my top 10 goats.
What?
Yes, my top 10 goats. You want me to go from the top or the bottom?
Go from the bottom because I did from the
bottom. All right. I'm gonna say number 10 has to be 50 Cent.
I'm so glad you made it. I'm so glad. Because
like,
he is a goat.
Like, I'm tired of people skipping 50 Cent because he's still kind of relevant. But, like, Get Rich or Die Trying, The Massacre.
Ugh.
Yo, you can literally every song, classic.
But the one with Baby By Me, I think people slept on the album.
Yeah,
that
one's
that
good.
Bad.
But the last one he just dropped, is a problem. He had the locks on it. He had everybody on it, and it was song after song that was hot.
And he was featured on J. Cole's Born Sinner album, which is a really good track.
And, like, you know, like, I feel like 50 Cent doesn't get, you know, like Nori says, he doesn't get the, no, I don't think so.
I think
people
does.
Look at him like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, 50 Cent, this, that, the other. Like, you know what I mean? They don't care.
I think people care, but
if
people
he was to pass
like
away. If 50 was to pass away, they'll put a crown on everything he did. Why not do it now while he's still alive?
Because you only
Yo, 50, if you're listening, spark up, which might be a stretch, but if you're listening, your boy Rube Benz says you're in the top 10 of all time.
Wow.
All right, so 9, Snoop Dogg.
That's respectable.
Snoop Dogg is possibly the only rapper. You could go to a hole in Antarctica and probably find somebody that knows him.
Yeah, because he not only did hip-hop way back in the day and today still, but he does reggae too now.
Reggae.
And
Snoop reggae Lion. His album universal. Was actually really good. But this is hip-hop. We're only going to talk about hip-hop. I don't want
to. You got the nerve because you love to do side notes.
I really do, but you know, since this is my list, you know, and you know, Snoop Dogg is definitely a GOAT. It was a toss up between him and Dre.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah, just
like
the chronic and the things Dre has done for the, you know,
I think I just don't like his delivery.
He didn't write none of, I don't think I don't he like. Wrote any of his raps, but it was just the production, everything,
well,
like,
yeah,
you know how he puts,
producers.
he's a genius how he put everything together from N.W.A. all the way to Eminem's album or 50's album, you know what I mean? The way he works is just like, whoa, like, he should get his credit. That's why I put him in my top 10. All right, so number 7 was a toss-up between, but, you know, it got to be 10, so it was a toss-up between Tupac and Eminem.
Oh, how can you give up Eminem?
I
think
you know,
Tupac
I,
is only so hyped because of his...
I'm only giving it to Tupac because just the way... Like, he passed away and there's still music coming out. You got to think about that.
I don't
think
his music is as good as people make it seem. I think
because it's overhyped.
In love with who
he was exactly
his
and
philosophical way of thinking, like how outspoken he was. He was intellectual. He was sexy. He put nose rings on the map for men. Okay, so I just want to say that.
I think it was done before Tupac, but
It
was definitely done before. But it was, you know, accepted better when Tupac did it.
That's what I'm saying. He put it on the map.
But yeah, it was a toss up between him and them. And I gotta give
How
this.
How do you give up?
I gotta
that first album.
No, don't get
Eminem
me wrong.
First album, yo.
I don't.
That was played
honestly,
in the Caminero household at
least
3 times.
Yeah. Slim Shady wasn't my favorite.
What?
We'll talk about that later when we talk
Eminem.
About the albums.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. So yeah. Tupac got that edge. Rakim is my number 6.
I can't say anything. I don't know anything about.
Just
I'm ashamed.
Eric
to say
B and Rakim, you gotta go listen to him.
Eric B, I think I know Eric B. Eric B, is
Eric B and Rakim? Yeah, he was a little chubby. Rakim did Paid in Full.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Obviously. It ain't no joke. We'll talk about that a little later also because that's on my
time.
That's on my album list.
Oh, okay.
Number 5. LL Cool J.
You talk about him all the time.
Because he is one of the greats. Is
How
like,
many albums did he have?
I think he has 13.
He said, they call me Big LA. Nobody called him that.
And yo, people hate that album.
Oh, you're selling
People
lies.
Hate that album.
That was a really good song. I like that song.
People hate that song too. I like Headsprung, but you know what I mean? You gotta also think, like, you know what I mean? The people that are like 10 years older than me, they hate that song because they were so used to like
Mama
Phenomenon. Said, they, you know,
no, you
knock
know what?
You
that
out.
Song with Amory was kind of corny though.
No,
Paradise,
that you know, 50 Cent actually wrote that song. You know 50 Cent wrote that
he
song?
Wrote the verses
yeah.
For LL Cool J?
Yeah, that's 50 Cent. Listen to it carefully. I found that out.
I just don't like his attitude.
Because on the Breakfast Club, I think they it was DJ Envy that asked 50 so about the relationship between him and LL, and he was like that he was in that circle when they was writing that song and he had part of it. I mean, Nas wrote Miami, so.
What?
Yeah. Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenidos. I did not know that.
Yo, that's a fact. There's a lot of people that have written songs for other people that you'd be like, oh my God. Like, all right, but let's not get into that. Number 4, Jay-Z.
Obviously.
I don't even need to get into that. Jay-Z is definitely one of the greats. He was edging against DMX, though. DMX is definitely in my top. Number 3, Nas.
Of course.
2, Biggie Smalls. And that's unexplainable.
That's crazy. I didn't put him on my top 10.
Biggie Smalls is definitely, I don't need to explain. It just speaks for itself. But my number 1, you know who's my number 1, is Big Pun. And I think a lot of people, you know, when you talk about the greats, we all talk about just Biggie and Tupac, and he stays out of the conversation so much that it just bothers me. Like, Big Pun would come and body a freestyle. Like, even people back then, Biggie was like, yo, Fat Joe also said something on the Breakfast Club about Biggie saying that, you know what I mean, Big Pun was dope.
I think, you know, I'm going to be the pickler here, the social political person. I honestly think Big Pun doesn't get the respect that he deserves because he's a Latino.
Yeah.
That's my honest opinion because
that's a fact, actually, because
Eminem, how long did it take for Eminem to prove himself?
Not much.
Not much, but people still didn't like him because he was white.
Yeah, but after Marshall Mathers LP, it was just like,
but
he was already in the conversation.
Yes.
He was number 1 over Biggie.
Yeah, but
in numbers
he's
already.
Undeniably great.
No,
now,
definitely,
today,
definitely.
Of course, And Biggie's not alive, so we can't really compare those numbers.
But
Eminem lyrically is a beast. But for a long time, you heard a lot of people saying, oh, who's this white boy think he is? He ain't black. He ain't from the hood. Like, people were judging him.
Mm-hmm.
Being a white rapper was not cool. Look at Vanilla Ice.
And for example, that, a lot of people don't know that, for example, Pun was actually, his first feature was, I think it's called Firewater. Raekwon, the Jizz, I think, is on it. And Ghostface Killer, if I'm not mistaken. And he outshined all of them.
I mean, but you're like, also biased.
When he was, no. Like taking the bias out and you dissect the, like, when you got to go listen to the song and you'll be like, oh, damn, he just blew them out the water. Like, he comes in and he's talking about the horizon and business and enterprise. And it's like,
he was ahead of his time.
You know what I mean? And the way
definitely.
His son's following in his footsteps, by the way. Oh, you yeah, got to listen to
him.
You
show me that freestyle. Yo. He's nice.
But yeah, like, I feel that Pun doesn't get the respect. He's in my book, he's definitely number one. Just, yeah, I do like Biggie and Pac. But to me, he was number one just because his delivery, the way he spit, the things he was spitting, like cannibalism is living in my metabolism, oh, giving out spasm and aneurysms at baby baptisms. Like, think about that.
It's the wordplay.
Who would think about that?
Somebody with really good wordplay.
Exactly. And it's just like I'm pretty sure these better, so-called better rappers at the time looked at this man like, what the fuck?
Or maybe people don't
like,
give him...
twins?
I don't know why people don't give him the respect.
Twins? I don't know how to say it, so...
Twins?
Yeah, on Twins, Deep Cover. Ready for war, Joe? How they gonna blow their spot?
I got two...
Dead in the middle of Little Italy, little... Yeah. Yeah, just think about that. Like, I still can't say it to this day. And I know the words, but I can't say it.
Okay. Well... So, with that being said, let's go into our top 10 albums.
Oof.
And we're going to say why and the songs that stuck out to us the most. So, I'm going to go right ahead and Common B. That's one of my favorite albums ever. Why? Because it's just like it's mood. The mood in the album is like, you know how people say everything is a vibe now? That mm-hmm. album is a vibe.
It was
before
a vibe. Yep.
A vibe. Like, facts. It gave you that like city feel. Like, I could listen to this and like ride the rip the bus and like
Word.
Walk in the middle of downtown. Like,
Word.
I could see myself right now walking. Like, I could hear it in my head right now. My favorite songs on the album is a cross between The Corner and Testify. Was so commercial, but I really like Testify. And Taraji P. Henson's in that video, so it made me fall in love with it even more. all Kanye albums, except for Yeezus. I like Yeezus, but it's not my... No, I'm lying. Yeezus is definitely on there.
So that's like your number 9 through
no,
three?
No, Kanye doesn't have 9 albums.
What,
College Dropout.
He got 6.
Not Graduation. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation,
808s.
Dark Twisted Fantasy, 808s. Yeah, damn, you're right. I can't do that. I can't even do that. I'm acting crazy. Those are honorary albums.
I'm gonna put it like this. Just give me one Kanye album. The best one.
The best one?
Out of all those.
That's not even fair.
No, it is
you
fair.
Different Kanyes every time.
Still, you gotta pick one Kanye. Like, Kanye has too much work to just pick Kanye.
It's a cross between... Damn it. I don't know. It's so much pressure. All right. It's a cross between College Dropout, which I put as my number one. College Dropout and 808s and Harper. My Dark Twisted Fantasy. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was so good.
You got to pick one, though. Time's clicking.
I don't know. I'm just going to say College Dropout is my number one favorite, and all the rest are somewhere down in the top 20.
Okay.
All right. Sideline Story by J. Cole, because I relate to so much of it. He talks about love. He talks about college debt. He talks about his relationship with his mom. My favorite from Sideline Story is Cole World and Dollar in a Dream 3. I got a dollar in a dream. That's all a nigga got. So if it's about that cream, then I'm all up in the spot.
Oof.
Oh my gosh. And that's just a taste. I can go. I can literally like give you that song verbatim right now without hearing it. That's how much I love it. Magna Carta, Jay-Z's Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it feels good. Not even because it was such a great album, but because I repeat, it was like a summer album. I wouldn't say that's his best album.
Maybe because you lived through it. And you like
probably
enjoyed the date.
That came out, yeah. I anticipated it when it came out. Everybody was bumping it. Get Rich or Die Trying. Many Men. Come on, Many Men.
Bloodhound.
Many Men.
Patiently waited. If I can't, once you hear that bump bump,
yeah.
Let me not try to do no beats, it's, but
yeah don't.
When you hear if I can't. Do it, homie. It can't be done.
Big Sean's Dark Sky Paradise and all of Fab's mixtapes. I can't choose. I think Soul Tape 2 is my favorite.
Yeah. I think that was his best mixtape.
And that's it. That's my 10.
That's your 10.
I know that's a lame 10, but I just kept getting caught between
You couldn't use your Kanye album, so it's understandable. Because, you know what I mean? You do have a few... Well, I can say I know a few solid Kanye albums that I
feel should be up there. Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Miseducation.
Oh, my God. It's life-changing. Life-changing. Like, and the skits in between the songs, like when they're talking. It's like a podcast before podcasts.
You're right. And she was teaching a lot of these ladies.
About love and being empowered. You better watch out. That album was so good.
Breakdown.
Rest in peace in her career.
Boom,
Lauryn Hill, we need you. We need you back.
Mine is more hip-hop-ish, though.
I mean, I listen to a lot of albums, but when I think of my favorite albums, I think of albums that I've listened to through and through, know the words to, and can hear it still today. There's a lot of albums that I like, but I don't care if I don't hear it again. Like, there's songs and albums that I'll repeat 10 times. But when I think of my favorite album, I think of, like, albums I listen to from beginning to end without skipping. So that's why my list was very condensed.
All right. So my top 10. My top 10 is a little more technical because, you know what I mean? I looked at it as, like, the impact also that it had on hip-hop. Not only, you know, I like those albums because I liked them and they were also powerful albums. And, like, they shaped, well, not all of them, but... You know, so I'm going to start my list. My is Dark and Hell is Hot, which is a classic, DMX. Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z. Yeah. My number 10 is The Fugees, The Score.
Ooh.
You had Ready or Not. Ooh, you had Killing Me Softly, which, you know, my number 9, College Dropout, is just a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece. Like, from the skits.
Even till today. Like, today, you can go back and be like...
I listen to... You know, every time I feel stressed out, I listen to College Dropout.
You know what's my favorite song on that?
What is it?
Spaceship.
Oh.
It's so... Like, it's just... It's like a lullaby.
Yo, that is one of my favorite songs ever.
Like,
ever,
just
ever.
Think... Like, listen to it and...
It's
just like,
so good.
Like, the melody is right. Everything's right. It's so mellow. It's just...
Consequences on that.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so perfectly mean.
Don't get me wrong.
You got Jesus Walks. You got, which is Jesus Walks. Like, just think about it.
Through the Wire. Nothing
Through the Wire.
Nothing tops Through the Wire.
I didn't mention that because it was already a song, you know, and he sampled
it. Jesus Walks too.
Yes, but it was more sampled on Through the Wire. Was a bigger sample.
No, it's not a song. He just uses the chorus.
Yeah, but, you know.
Dude, that doesn't count.
All right, I agree. Slow Jams, you got a Workout Plan.
Ugh,
All Falls Down.
Huh.
It was just such a classic album. Like, however you put it, however you look at it, you know, even if you're a Kanye hater, you have to respect the College Dropout.
Everything.
I don't care if you know what I mean? I feel like even if you're a Kanye hater, you can't hate on a College Dropout.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you hate on all his other albums, but College Dropout is sacred.
It is.
That is a sacred.
It's like,
that's like
one of the best albums.
If there was supposed to be like a museum of hip hop and you could only store this music in a museum, College Dropout should be in that. Museum.
I agree.
All right, so number eight to me is The Chronic. I just love that album. You ain't nothing but a G thing. One that always trips me out is Bitches Ain't Shit. That song is hilarious. And the skits on it are funny, too.
Yeah, they are.
Then you have Little Ghetto Boy, which was pretty dope. Then we're going to get into my number seven, which ties back to the Eric B. and Rakim, the Paid in Full album you had.
I never heard it.
I got to put you on. You got to get put on.
I know. I got to go backwards.
You never heard It Ain't No Joke. Paid in Full. Follow the Leader.
I heard Paid in Full before. I think I heard Follow the Leader
before. That Microphone Fiend?
No.
What? No, you... I know you heard this. I know you heard these songs.
I discovered hip hop in like 98. Give me a break.
Oh, that is.
I got a lot of catching up to do.
You do.
Especially with today's music.
My number six album is Get Rich or Die Trying. We already went over that. Just classic after classic. The whole album I can listen to back to back to back to back.
Yes, I agree.
Then my number five album is CNN, The War Report, the first one.
By who? You lost me there.
CNN, Capone and Noriega.
Ah,
T-O-N-Y, you had...
T-O-N-Y, I know that.
Blood Money, you have Halfway Thugs. I think the album was so dope. Like, even today, I listen to it.
Okay.
Then you have my number four, which is Illmatic, Nas.
That's obvious.
That's unexplainable. I don't need to explain that one. You know, y'all should know why that's such a great album. My number three is Marshall Mathers' LP, which I think is better than a Slim Shady. It had I'm a Criminal, Who Knew, Bitch Please.
Bitch Please.
The Way I Am.
The Way I Am.
Like, just that whole album is, and especially Kim, I think Eminem was literally the first guy to have a rant on his girl publicly.
To have
like
a what?
On a record.
Oh yeah. He's mad petty.
Like him?
He's the king of petty.
Think about it. He's just a cooler version of Rob. But back then, think about it.
No, he went in on
He went in on Kim.
Poor Kim.
Like, well, it backfired for Rob, but you know that's kind of funny.
I don't know if it hasn't backfired for him.
Nah, definitely didn't.
The song I was talking about was Guilty Conscience, but that's on the Slim Shady.
Yeah, that's...
I love that song.
Yo, my number two, and it hurts to say, because this is my number one artist, Big Pun, Capital Punishment. Twins, Punish Me, still not a player? Like, yo, it's just
still
that dope.
Still not a player, still huge.
And, like, you know what I mean? The regular version and the remix, because the one with Joe is a remix.
I'm talking about the one with Joe.
The one with Joe is dope. But the original, I like it a little better, just because it was Pun.
Bar for bar, pun.
And my number one is, you know, the one with the little baby with the afro on the front cover.
The baby.
Ready to Die.
I have a
Biggie Smalls. Like, just when you hear that album, it's just like, it's definitely... Hot Sex on a CD. It's just like the music make love to your ears. Think about it. You're going to tell me when you hear Juicy, them tunes don't... Like, it's something about the tunes that just... Your you know ear what? Just kind of like, oof.
You know what I love about Biggie is that on every track, it feels like you got to know him.
Like, no, you definitely did. And you felt like you knew him personally.
Yeah, you didn't have to stick around. And like College Dropout is so much different to The Life of Pablo. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, there's the spectrum.
I kind of don't like that you used Kanye talking about
Biggie. I'm talking about personality-wise.
I see where you're going, but...
You have to listen to a whole nother album of Kanye to understand another side of him.
You're
with
right.
Biggie, it's all
in that
Biggie
one album.
In one album, all of Biggie,
and it was a toss up because I love Life After Death too. Like it's just you know, I think that's why he's to a lot of people number one. You know, he's my number two. So you know, that's
I can't get over Juicy. Like I know it's so cliche, but
no, it's just.
I think that's my.
And then you got. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Of course.
Throw your hands in the air if he's a. Come on, like,
yeah,
come on, that's
warning.
Just, what, wow, you,
is this?
give me the loop,
oh my gosh, give me the
one more chance,
like that one, but.
One more chance,
yeah, you see what I'm saying, it's so versatile, like,
I'm not even gonna try to sing, I can't sing,
he had Baby Makers, Club Bangers.
Yo, he had a little bit of everything. Exactly. He had the substance.
He did.
He had the perfect substance.
One thing I think Biggie lacked is a thematic album. Like, he didn't have an album that was themed.
I don't think he needed that, honestly.
But that's what I'm saying. It worked for him.
It did. It did, and I think that's what made him great. We'll talk about that when we get into the GOATs. All
right. So, let's talk about our favorite eras in hip-hop. For me, I really enjoy the 90s for obvious reasons.
But weren't you too young to understand
it? I was too young, but I was in the midst of it. Like, I caught the reruns of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So, I heard a lot of, the songs that he was dancing to, Rob Bass, It Takes Two, like the dancing song. Anything that could make me dance, I liked. Which leads me into the Bad Boy era. I mean, anything I could Harlem Shake to.
No Way Out,
though. Black Rob. G Deb, Special Delivery. When I hear that song, I start messing up these shows. Look, I can't look. Like, it just. What was that? Anything that came out between 2008 and 2009, because that was the time when I was in high school. And that's when you're at the house parties and you're...
So all the Wayne...
Yes. Lil Wayne, oh my gosh. Something You Forgot is one of my favorite songs ever. And the sample was genius. Jim Jones at that time was pop.
But it was lit.
Yeah, I mean, Dipset, they had some questionable lyrics, but you can't deny what they did for hip-hop.
Yo.
You cannot deny
that's it. A fact.
Old Boy. And you know who produced Old Boy, obviously. Girls.
The Heat Makers.
Wet Wipes. Oh, my God. Wet that's Wipes. One of my favorite hood songs ever. Wet Wipes.
Really?
And then yes.
Wow.
And then after that.
I wasn't expecting, for a girl to like that song like that, but hey.
Listen, I listened to Young Jeezy. Wipes. Wipes. When Nicki came out, and then Drake was out, and Tyga was out, and Rack Rack City Bitch, all that. Like, these are all club bangers, of course, but it's just what they did and how they moved the culture forward that I liked. How about you?
Well, honestly, my favorite era, apart from the Freestyle Classic era, has to be, I want to say the upcoming of Lil Jon.
Really?
Wow, just because it was a different sound.
Yeah.
You had Get Low, then you had, tough tunes like the Bone Grills. Bone Crusher, where I Ain't Never Scared. You had Bia Bia.
Little Scrappy.
Like, you know what I mean? In that era, you had so much. You had...
And they took over and
you had Lil Flip. You had 8Ball MMG, 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
Like... It was all dope music that was putting out, and it was, I think I was more into it because it was a whole different sound. What I mean? Like, it was a different sound, and the beats were dope, and it was still hard. Like, it was dropping
still,
you know what I mean? Dropping good. You got so many. I can go forever on songs.
You can go forever. So
but yeah, that's my favorite era. Again,
you know what I like one about of my the rappers back in the day, or like
they put work into their bars.
Metaphors nowadays is just a bunch of likes. They're not even metaphors. They're similes,
like hot, like
dumb.
Fire,
yeah,
or
like
something like
dumb.
Regular. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays anybody can really be a rapper. What is your favorite verse of, or your favorite? Yeah, your favorite verse of all time, and can you explain it?
So when you gave me this list and told me to pick out my favorite verse of all time, I couldn't. So I'm just gonna go ahead and talk about one of the most memorable moments for me with Jay-Z. Only because I didn't want to pick a Kanye, because I feel like that was too cliche.
Too
biased. God, Christina's gonna pick a Kanye, blah blah blah.
I was expecting a Kanye, actually.
But I don't know. Your favorite verse of all time, that's hard. That's hard. So, American Dreamin' is a song about Jay-Z being a drug dealer, or whoever, in whatever perspective he's talking about being a drug dealer. And he's talking about his journey from beginning to end. And in every verse, you can close your eyes and visualize the story. In the first verse, he's talking about how, he's a beginner. In the second verse, he's talking about how he's already in the mist. And then by the third verse, he's already making moves and moving packs or whatever. So Step one in this process, scramble up your projects and head to the heights where Big Coke is processed. So that's obvious. You know, he's literally giving you the steps. So then he says, you got to convince them that you're not from the precinct. Please speak slow because he don't speak in no English. So he's talking about how he's talking to the connect, and obviously it's probably a Colombian connect because let's just be honest.
And at times, yeah.
They had the coke. And then he says, if he takes a liking after a couple of trips and your money is straight, he's going to give you consignment. You're now in a game where only time can tell. Now let me stop right here because it's about to get real wordplay flow magic right now. Then he says, survive the droughts, I wish you well. Hold up. Survive the droughts, I wish you well. How sick am I? I wish you health. I wish you wheels. I wish you wealth. I wish you insight so you could see for yourself. You could see the signs when the jackers are scheming and the cops is coming. You could read their mind. You could see from behind. You could redefine the game as we know it, one dream at a time. I'm American dreaming. And look, I got goosebumps right now. And when I heard that, I was like, I don't know what this means, but I'm going to go back and listen to it over and over and over and over again. And the more I heard it, I found myself closing my eyes and literally like picturing like somebody going somewhere and like getting drugs and like making plays and like and then copping things that you think are the American dream. Like the story is just so beautiful. And then it's the soundtrack to the movie American Gangster with Denzel Washington. So just the way he put this album together thematically was like by far one of the best things Jay-Z has ever done. Word. So that's one of my favorite verses ever. I can't say it's my favorite of all time. It's one of my favorite. So there goes that.
Mine is Triumph. And I think this is the greatest verse of all time. And it's my favorite as well. Which goes to Inspector Deck, Wu-Tang Clan, Triumph.
I already knew it. You're always talking about this verse.
It's just so dope. All right, so it starts.
Take your time. No, this is a hard one.
This is he starts off. He says, "I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robberies. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scar, shogun, explosion with my pen. His tremendous ultraviolet sign blind forensics."
Can we take it from the top? Read the first line.
"I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies can't define how I be dropping these." God. Mockeries.
A lot of people don't even know who Socrates is.
Socrates was a philosopher.
Obviously.
You know,
but
that
a lot of people don't
was,
know.
You know.
He paved the way for a lot of things in literature.
Yeah. If you don't know about Socrates, go read a book about
some
him.
Some people don't hear about him until he goes to college, like me.
People don't go to college. You know, and then he says, like, he's dropping these mockeries, like he's mocking these people. Like I'm playing. This is easy to me. Like I'm playing with y'all. And then he says of these lyric form armed robberies, like.
Yeah, that line is crazy.
Like, it's just
it's really creative. Very creative.
He put a lot of thought into this. And if he didn't, he's a problem.
You ever think that somebody, like, wrote this for him? Or does that get you angry?
At this point, I could care less. I could care less if somebody wrote this. Like, it's just like, flee with the lottery, possibly they spotted me. Battle scar, shotgun, explosion with my pen is tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine blind forensics. I inspect you through the future. See millennium. Like, I can't even say it without getting excited. Killer B, Soul 50, Gold 60, Platinum, shackling the masses with drastic rap tastics. Like, that part right there just...
The wordplay is too much.
Like, it's just like, I can't even say it. I'm saying, he's teabagging these guys. Like, that's like, you ever played on... You ever seen somebody playing Call of Duty? Or Halo and...
everybody on the court.
Oh, that's so disrespectful.
You remember that? Yo. Off the easy.
Or like...
He's cuffing
the cuff. Oof.
So you just want to talk about it and get right down to it.
Like, it's just like, this verse was so well articulated, and it's just like...
I agree.
You feel the aggressiveness, but also the intellect.
Yes.
And he did not swear once on this whole verse. Not one time he swore. So, you know what I mean? It just, like, speaks on the level of intellect this person has. Mm. You know?
He was young.
And he was young. These guys were... so-called gangbangers, and they hated them and stuff like that because how they rapped and stuff, and they were criminals, yeah. And you know, this guy was actually a fucking genius. But yeah, that's my favorite verse and the greatest verse of all time.
All right, so when we talk about the GOAT, we could go on. So I'm gonna go ahead and say Kanye is one of the best ever, and not because of his lyrics, but because of what he did for hip hop, what he did for the sound, what he did for the style. You remember when everybody's wearing those stupid ass glasses, the curtain glasses, I call them. Mm-hmm. They have like lines. What he did with sound, like how he experiments with sound and how he pushes the sound forward, the culture forward, always, no matter what. You can, anytime a Kanye album comes out, I'm not looking for the lyrics first time around. I'm looking for the production, because honestly, I think he's one of the best producers ever, ever.
Yeah, I would put him in my top 10.
Top 10? Mm-hmm. I put him in like my top 5.
For me, top 10.
I mean, he's up there with Pharrell, No ID, Timbaland, but that's another conversation.
DJ Premier.
We could do that next time. So, Alchemist. And then obviously Jay-Z for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he still has yet to do. Like, what he did with Tidal is crazy. Like, Tidal is a phenomenon. Like, what he did with his latest album for Sprint, Tidal, the exclusivity you feel when he drops something is, like, memorable, I would say. And, like, how he hip-hop feel like a business. More like a business rather than just telling your struggle and your story, like rapper in a suit. Like, you know, you didn't really see that much before. Mm. I feel like Jay-Z made hip, like, I feel like it's like classy hip hop. Like hip hop, you need like a scotch on the rocks with a cigar and like kick your feet up and like listen to Jay-Z. There's not a lot of rappers I feel that could like take hip hop to that. Up. And then obviously Eminem, because I think lyrically he's the best rapper ever to live. Die, dead, alive, gone here, wow. Tomorrow. I think lyrically, in my opinion, he's the best. I know I'm going to get backlash, especially from Angel, because he talks mad shit, how I don't know about shit about hip-hop. But Eminem is undeniably amazing. Like, no, I don't think... I even his disagree. Songs that you hate, they're good.
I can't disagree with you.
Like, how you still this good and you're like damn near 50?
It's crazy. I mean, your talent never goes nowhere.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, well. Y'all know how I feel about Mariah.
I mean, I don't know what happened to her, but...
I mean, she traded in singing for being a gold digger.
All right.
She's got money. Who do you consider GOAT?
So who do you think is GOAT? And don't get crazy.
My GOAT is definitely...
Not your GOAT. Who you think is one of the GOATs?
Big Pun.
Like, in general, not
personally. In general, okay. Bar for bar, style crazy, delivery crazy, everything's just crazy. And you can literally go back to his album. Mind you, his albums came out from 98 to 2000, mm-hmm. or maybe 97. And you can still listen to his album and be like, oh, the beats are kind of old, but his style, nobody could replicate it. Well, his son is replicating it, but...
Modern.
You know, in a modern way over other beats, but who has emulated that style? Nobody.
I think 50 has to be in the GOAT conversation.
Yes, too. always.
And not even because of just like everything. Like he came into this game power and the was dollar. Like, fuck everybody. Like I'm
how to
shit.
Rob? How to rob the industry?
I mean, vitamin water, power, all the movies that he's done. And, he's gone beyond.
And don't get me wrong. A lot of people hate on 50 because he's acting. But 50's a good actor, too.
He got a lot of movies, and I've watched all of them on Netflix, and they're all good.
There's so many. But, you know, regarding hip-hop, he's definitely one of the GOATs. Hate it or love it.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop
got hits. When we talk about also, like, commercially, Fab up there, too.
Fab, definitely Jada, Fab. Lloyd Banks.
No,
Lloyd Banks does.
No.
Stop, Lloyd.
Stop. No,
Lloyd Banks
is not in the GOAT talk. He's not in
top
the GOAT
20.
Talk.
Top 20.
No.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Top 50.
You cannot put Fab and not put Lloyd Banks.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
I'm sorry, but if you put Fab in that talk, You got to put Lloyd Banks.
I'm talking crazy right now. I'm not talking crazy.
That's definitely.
Fired from work and you know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the old man talk, I guess.
Agree to
but
disagree.
I'm throwing Lloyd Banks, like it or not.
All right. I'm throwing Lauryn Hill in the pot.
Yes.
For obvious reasons. Well, she only gave us one album, and we're still only talking about that one album.
If you throw Lauryn Hill, we got to. You know, there's so many female rappers, or rappers, if you don't want to say female, you know, because a lot of people don't like that. You had Queen Latifah, Queen Penn. You had
But I wouldn't consider them goats. I consider them staples. I think there's a difference between goat and staples. To
UNITY.
Okay, yes, I understand, but I'm saying what she did for the game was dope. But I wouldn't consider her a goat. I feel like goat
Why
are
not?
People because you can only think of UNITY.
No, I forgot the name of the...
You're stuttering.
You call me a bitch?
I'm just saying that when I think of greatest of all times, I think of their catalog. All
right, if you're going by catalog, LL definitely in the GOAT talk. We'll take her out that part.
J. Cole, I know he's still young, but
if you gotta, if you say J. Cole, you gotta say Kendrick. Off rip. You cannot put J. Cole in that.
He's the best of our time, right? Like today. Who you know better than him?
Than Kendrick.
Lyrically, commercially, successfully.
Well.
All around. I'm talking all about all-star player.
You're right.
Kendrick. There's nobody to, whether you like it or not.
I mean, you got
this guy's got potential.
You got to put Drake in that convo, too.
Oh, my.
Like it or not.
We didn't even mention Drake not one.
Ghostwriter and no ghostwriter, he's still in the conversation.
Yeah, but he's more commercial than anything else.
Yeah, but he's still in the conversation.
But when he came out with the So Far Gone mixtape,
he's put on a lot. Like, you know.
I feel like he downplays himself on purpose. I feel like he knows what he's doing. Like, I feel like he's lyrically better than a lot of people think. Well, the people who are being put onto him now probably think he's just out here making more tunes for your head. His songs where he's mad pensive and being thoughtful, those are all good tracks lyrically.
I'd have, in that talk, you definitely got to put DMX.
You think so? I think he's more of a GOAT? Staple.
No, GOAT, you definitely have to throw DMX in that mix. Mm. If you don't put him in that GOAT conversation, you definitely crazy.
No, I think he's a staple.
Nah.
Definitely a staple, but I wouldn't say a GOAT.
He's definitely a GOAT.
Like I said, I think of GOAT, I think of Catalog. And I think
Catalog?
Of, how many
albums Is Dark and Hell is Hot?
Three?
No, you got way more. He got Blood, My Blood, Flesh, My Flesh.
I'm talking about that worst
Great Depression.
I'm talking
you got
about
Grand
worst.
Champ. All
right.
I'm
talking about that worst successful, though.
He's not as successful, but his catalog speaks for itself.
About, though, but when
his catalog is
goats,
on.
They think about like success.
Yeah,
the
but
only
his catalog
songs that still get played till this day from DMX, which is unfortunate because he has so many good tracks. Is Stop, Drop, Shut
no.
Him Down, Up and Up.
No,
Drop.
I disagree. I and definitely disagree.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
No, that's because you're basing it off what you hear in the clubs.
But that's what I'm saying.
No,
when I think of greatest of all time, I think of people that are classic. Have a classic catalog and
listen,
successful all around.
Listen,
like,
that
you
is.
You can't compare his career to like Jay-Z. You can't compare his career to J. Cole's. You can't. I mean, maybe J. Cole's. I don't know.
DMX is a legend and a GOAT in his own right.
Legend, yes. GOAT, no.
Yes. Yes. I have to. He's staying in there. Like it or not, he's staying
you
in
can
it.
Put him in there. But
another person that I, you know, I think.
Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, definitely. Andre 3000, obviously.
Ugh.
You can.
Of course.
Can't miss him.
Common.
Common.
Wally, Q-Tip.
If you're going down that route, you know, you got to say Ice Cube.
He's a GOAT. I say he's a legend, but not a GOAT.
How?
No. You're mixing.
N.W.A. was.
Listen, GOAT is like GOAT.
He's definitely in that mix.
Do you know what happens to the GOATs in the zoo? They get separated from all the rest of the farm animals. And right now, you can't put Ice Cube in the same room as Jay-Z. Success-wise, no way. Maybe in the film world.
Yeah, but you can't we're talking about his artistry. His artistry is
He was in N.W.A. and then You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. Boom, 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 boom. That's it.
No,
After that, what did he have?
It's so much more.
You don't even know. You can't think of it at the top of your head. But you can name mad Jay-Z songs. You can name mad Kendrick songs. You can name mad Drake songs. You're putting that pinky on. You can't think about it. So with that being said.
No, listen.
Ice Cube was
Ice Cube time. Is successful though. You gotta base it off.
Yes, but off Ice Cube,
what they did to the game.
Exactly.
What Ice I'm Cube not did
taking away his legacy. I'm saying he's a legend. I'm saying he's not a GOAT. It's
he's different. Definitely a GOAT. He's definitely a GOAT.
He's definitely not.
Definitely a GOAT.
Definitely not.
I wouldn't say top 10 or top 20, but he's in that talk.
No, you can't.
He's definitely in that talk.
No. He's legendary.
Rakim is definitely a GOAT.
He's a staple. He's a moment. He's an era.
No.
He's come and go.
No.
Yes.
I disagree with you.
Because we're going to talk about the difference between hip-hop then and now. Let's try to be brief.
I'm going to simplify it.
All right. Go ahead.
Today, there's no substance. It's just melody.
Okay. So
back then, there was melody, substance, and a message behind a lot of the music.
You know what I think the problem is today? Music is... There's too much music out, and now you don't need a label to be heard. You got SoundCloud, you got all these kinds of artists on Tidal that you discover. You have Spotify, you have YouTube. It's just so much easier to hear people's come up. When you heard a rapper on the radio, it's because they were ready. Like, these labels didn't put out their albums unless they were ready. Now you're getting mixtapes on top of mixtapes on top of mixtapes and EPs and LPs. Like, what the hell is an EP and an LP? Like, back in the day, it was mixtapes, features, and albums. And now we're getting all the in-between. So we're watching these young men who are potentially good rappers. We're watching them grow. They're 17, 18, 19, 20. The only thing they're worried about is Juju on that beat and... And all this, the Nene. But you gotta remember how old they are and think about how when you were that age, what were you doing? Not what were you into, what were you doing at age 21? You were up in Mi Sueño with cornrows in your hair, bagging chicks, on Broad Street eating patalitos for the Dominican. You know what I'm saying? So it's that lifestyle is what you can relate to.
But I hadn't.
But wait, because think about it like this. 21 Savage, did you watch this interview on The Breakfast Club?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear how much substance he has in the way he thinks?
Yeah, he's definitely a smart...
He's growing. So we're watching these, like, immature, basically immature music.
But these new artists, they're not...
Not all of them.
All 19.
Not all of them.
Look at 21 Savage, I think, is like 26, 28 in that.
No, he's not.
He's definitely not 21 or under. He's over 25.
He's 22, I think. Let me fact check that.
He's definitely not that young.
So who are you listening to today?
Today?
Like new rappers.
New rappers, Joyner Lucas. Story you got Logic.
Teller. Logic is good.
You have
You know who I like? Vince Staples. Isaiah Rashad. Machine Gun Kelly, the cameraman over there going crazy.
He's good. He's not like
Mac Miller gets slept on. You know what gets slept on? Post Malone. Have you read the lyrics?
I'm not big on Post Malone.
Okay. Have you read the lyrics and Congratulations?
Yeah, but I'm still not like...
That's one hell of a verse.
That I'm not crazy about him.
You're not crazy about him because you haven't given him the chance. Sometimes you got to look past the production. And
no, like I've listened to Congratulations, but it's something I can listen to, but it's not like... Oh my God, like I need to listen to Post Malone. Congratulations. Yo, did you hear that verse? No, like it does not do that.
21 Savage is 24. You were close.
Yeah, like you know what I mean?
Post Malone is nice. I think he gets slept on. Vince Staples,
though.
He's not really new, but Vic Menza, we were talking about him the other day.
You see, the thing about Vic Menza, I think he's good, but I think he still needs work.
He needs a lot of work. Yes.
You know, I feel like a lot of people lately have been falling into this wave where I think men's of me, like...
No, you know what it is? A lot of people haven't heard his music from before.
You know, the thing is that since he got that co-sign, he got that Jay-Z Diddy co-sign.
Well, he signed to Roc Nation.
Yeah, but still, he got the co-sign. So it helps him out.
And he only got the co-sign because he's different and he's more intellectual. But
listen,
let me tell you, the first time I saw him... He opened up for J. Cole when J. Cole didn't even have the dreads yet. I think this was his first album or maybe Born Sinner. I don't remember. It was the first or the second album. And he opened up for him, and I didn't know who the hell he was. He was just jumping up and down this stage, acting mad crazy. But obviously, he was on a lot of drugs. If you listen to the interview, he talks about it in his new album, too. And after that, I went and I looked him up, and he had a couple of good songs. But he's not, I wouldn't really even consider him, like, all the way hip-hop. Like, he's very, like,
rockish.
Rock, like, techno-punk feel. Like, he's different, and that's why I like him. So I have a lot of respect for him. But I heard his new album, The Autobiography. It was good, but it wasn't like, oh, my God, out of this world. Like, I've heard better. Mm-hmm. Like, even from the new guys, I've heard better. Big Sean. Big Sean is so slept on.
Yeah.
So definitely. Slept on. And you know why? Because he sounds like this every time. Like, yeah.
A lot of these new rappers sound like that.
Yeah. Like, he sounds like he's sleeping. Like, wake your ass up and claim your throne. Because to me, he's one of the best of today. Hands down. Lyrically. Like, we can take, like, Dark Sky Paradise. I Decided. Have you heard that album?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good album. The album he has with Janae Aiko, the joint album, that was mad good, too. So, like, he's getting slept on. Isaiah Rashad, he's, like, he's a good rapper, but he, like, sings, too. That's another like thing him. That I don't like. A lot of these rappers are doing too much. Pick a lane.
Yes,
pick a
I agree.
Lane. Because now you're confused. Like, Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez is very confused. I like his music, but it's so just like...
I give him props for taking classics. And
but I have to say that about Logic too. Every time he comes out, he got like a different personality.
Yeah, but you see, know? That's the thing. They're young. They don't. The growth is not the. We're watching them grow.
And I think out of the new guys,
it's like, you know, when you're growing dreads, and you got that. You hit that ugly stage. That's what we're witnessing right now.
I've never grown dreads, so...
I'm just saying, people who grow dreads, they go through the ugly stage. I mean, I think dreads are ugly, period, and everybody who has them should cut them off. But...
I mean, that's your personal opinion. I want a dread, so...
It looks stupid as hell, mad short, and, like, awkward. That's what we're looking at with these new rappers. They're all stupid, because they're young. And half of them are on lean and, like, opium and all this
crazy shit. Yeah, I agree with that, but, Yeah, Jordan Lucas... Joyner Lucas. I'm going to say that like 20 times because...
Beetlejuice.
Ross Capriccioni, I don't know how to pronounce the last name. That story, that's the story that he was in class with his friend and he gave both sides. And then he has the song where he's talking to his baby or what he thought was his baby. And it wasn't his. And he's like, yo, like, you know what I mean?
It's yeah, he's Steve. Nice. He's a
happy
teller.
Birthday. That's the name
you know
of the song.
Who's one of my favorite too right now, and I don't care what people say about him. Meek Mill. Meek Mill is a solid.
His last album's
thorough ass dude. I'm sorry. From the very first mixtapes to now, that Ready or Not track, I can't get it out of my head. All the club bangers, I can't get them out. Dreams and Nightmares.
He's
that
definitely
song, like,
good. I wouldn't say he's
you know
dope.
You know
like,
what it
like,
is
you know
that
I mean?
You can
like,
play a song on mute and people are saying it word for word. And I'm talking like the intro. I used to pray for times like this.
Definitely,
but I'm like,
definitely
you cannot deny that song.
Yeah, you can.
You cannot. So I will always ride for him. And you know who I like too? A Boogie. I really like A Boogie. And I know he's not lyrically the best.
Don Q.
But what he's doing, like, he's from New York, you know what I'm saying? He's originally from the Bronx, but he was raised in Harlem or whatever. So he got that, like, New York swag, but it got a little trap in it, too. Like, it's a happy medium.
I just feel like every time I hear A Boogie, I feel like he's...
You don't like the voice, that's
no,
what.
Like, I feel like I could put a bachata behind him.
You always
him and,
say that.
Because I strongly believe, like, you could put a bachata beat behind A Boogie singing
so
or
weird.
Rapping,
I,
whatever he does. And it's just like
we didn't talk about Rick Ross. We didn't ever mention Rick Ross. Rick Ross is nice.
He's good. Wale is washed.
Wale.
And
is,
I like Wale, but he's
somebody
definitely
I
washed.
Wish we can bring back from like
no, he's
the
done.
Dead soul.
I don't know if you've seen. He had a video. He did a live stream. He's walking through the airport, and nobody was like Wale. You know what I mean? It was just like he was
damn,
walking with his. With his
I mean,
guy.
But I wouldn't mind that.
And he's like,
he still got money.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, that just shows how washed you are now.
You know what
like,
it is?
Like, it hurts to say because I like
no, yeah,
Wale.
It was short-lived. he had a lot of potential. I think when he got signed to MMG,
he felt
he had too much pressure from like the hood.
No, I just think that was the worst move he did in his career.
Yeah, but I'm saying I feel like when he was signed to MMG, he felt like he needed to fit this mold because Meek Milk is street, Rick is street, and then he was like, damn, I don't really do street stuff, but I mean, I guess. And it just didn't really work for him. Like, B.O.B. Like, how you go from...
I was never a fan of B.O.B., honestly. How you go from
that Bruno Mars song to, like, that stupid ass... I don't even know how it goes, but, like, it's so whack. And you cheated on 7th Streeter. How dare you?
I'm not a big fan.
I'm not a big fan either, but I'm just comparing... I mean,
maybe the people that believe the earth is flat, maybe they like his music, but I don't like his music.
That man is crazy.
I'm sorry. I honestly don't like his music. I think B.O.B.
is trash. I don't like his music either, but I'm just comparing the way
talking about
change.
That Lupe Fiasco. How can we miss Lupe Fiasco? Even though
he knows
I think
his mind, though.
I think Lupe has
Lupe is now Lupe Fiasco. He's a little crazy. Is he not?
I mean,
he's a little strange.
I'm not gonna disagree,
but you
can't
take away Kick Push.
Kick Push.
You can't take away
that sample on that Kick one? Push is just. Just when you hear that,
I mean, we can go on forever, obviously.
But like, what, like, for you, like, just like, give me a brief, quick thing on like the difference, like
between
then and now. Like, you know how I feel they had melodies.
It's too much.
It's just too much.
It's just too music is overstimulated, and not only that, I feel like I hate when they're like, oh. Why do I have to go back and listen to Biggie and Tupac? Like, I feel like in order to master this art of hip-hop, you got to know what came before you. You got to know the history. Because, like, if you don't know the history, how are you going to make sense of the future and the present?
You're right.
It just doesn't make sense. When actors go into acting school, they don't study Tiffany Haddish, comedian. They don't study Taraji P. Henson. They study Meryl Streep and freaking Denzel Washington and Jack Nicholson. You know what I'm saying? Like, they study the people that came before them because they set the bar for acting. Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac, Kanye, whoever you want to name, Eminem. These people set the bar for hip-hop. And these new guys, what they basically did is they said, fuck your bar, and they lowered it. And everybody was like, all right, cool. This is what we're doing. Then let's do it. And that's another thing. People are so gullible and so accepting of this whack-ass music because it sounds good or because their kids like it or because it's on the radio.
Like I say, a lot of the music today, because I'm not going to bash all the music because I like some of it.
Yeah,
you know,
all
but
my friends are dead. I don't even know what that song means.
I don't even think it's that song
demonic,
is
but it
great.
Sounds good.
Like, as a song, it's just catchy. Super catchy.
I don't care if you cry.
No, it's just, like, the dancing has become more, like, you know, more feminine for guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it started with the Dougie.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? A lot of, like,
do it again?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of, like, you know, extra moves. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just, like. I remember back then it used to be like a two-step.
Or you're just bopping your head.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like.
I mean, but you got to have your club bangers too.
Yeah, but the whole doesn't move me. Like,
I knew you were going to say that.
I look.
Moves this guy.
You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, these dances, the music isn't up to par.
Yeah.
Could be 10 times better.
So maybe we gotta stop listening to hip hop for a little while. It's not
I
even
believe
hip-hop,
so.
It's trap.
It's still hip hop. It's still branch off. It's still branch off. Like as
I feel like it's more rock.
There's still real hip hop out there.
There really is.
And you just gotta go out and you know, I think that's my problem with the whole 444 album. That now that Jay-Z has dropped a 444 or 444.
Every time you say I just think about Wendy's.
3-4s and whatever. 444. Whatever you wanna call it. I think a lot of people just like kind of like turn that lyrical and that, you know, message switch on and they're like, oh, yeah. I really like this.
And
so
they turn it off.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel a lot of people out here should go and do some research, find yourself a dope
Not
MC
even do some
and just
research,
see what,
but like be open.
Or even go back in time and see what the cloth is really about and, like, you know, try to see if, you know what I mean? You can relate to some of it. That's what Vince Staples was saying. Like, you know what I mean? He went back and he studied a lot of these people.
Vic Mensa did the same thing.
And because
these are two very Vince Staples artists.
Had a little beef with Noriega because he was saying something about, I don't know the exact details, but he was saying something about the older rappers and the newer rappers.
They
jumped on him and stuff like that. But then after that whole little beef thing, Noriega pulled him aside and he was like, yo, do your research, you know, and, you know, come back to me when you've done your research. And then Vince Staples was like, yo, you're right. You know, so, like, he was oblivious to all the stuff that happened before because he didn't, you know, go out there and check it out.
Not even go out there, but if you love hip-hop, it's just, you're just gonna do it naturally. Like, I feel like, anyway, like, I can't, it's like watching a movie, like, towards the middle. Mm. That makes no sense. You gotta watch it from the beginning to understand the whole thing. It's the same thing.
You're right.
So would you say that hip-hop is dead?
No. I think hip-hop is booming. You just got to look for it.
I think hip-hop is sleep, in like a very deep sleep.
And hip-hop lives in other forms now.
How so? What do you mean?
Clothing. You got a lot of...
I mean, but I don't care about that. I want to hear...
But you got a lot of the stuff from hip-hop, you know, that's emerging in the fashion industry and movies. You got that new movie that's coming out about the battle rappers, which should be great because Eminem's going to... Exactly. And there's a lot of the battle rappers that's on the trailer. They got Disaster is battling the little white kid. That looks interesting. You never seen the trailer?
Were you talking about the one, the battle rap movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Disaster.
Oh, I didn't
He's
know.
The one that lost to Cassidy, by the way.
Let me see. I don't know. I still love it. I can appreciate when I'm sick of the trap, I just turn on some College Dropout, some Reasonable Doubt, some Common, some Talib Kweli, and just go backwards.
So for you, hip hop is sleep. I say it's still alive. Just go look for it.
With that being said, it's a wrap. It's Christina and Rubens, and this is Spark Up PVD.
Suéltalo.